Rong-Ahafo region has recorded 31 cases of cholera, with one death so far. The affected districts include Techiman North, Nkuranza South, Wenchi, Ateebu, Sene, Esitivi South, and Sunyang. The Deputy Regional Director in charge of public health, Dr. Kofi Issa, disclosed this at the Regional Epidemic Management Committee meeting held in Sunyang. He said the mode of transmission is mainly through contaminated water, foods, fruits and vegetables. He therefore advised the public, especially bachelors, to be wary of the environment within which they buy food to eat. We bring you more.
Dr. Kofi Issa reiterated the need for people to wash their hands with soap and water whenever they visit the lavatory before eating and cooking. Turning to Ebola, Dr. Issa said 7 suspected cases of Ebola viral disease in the Bono-Ahafo region and blood samples tested have proved negative. 4 of the cases were recorded in the Tain district and 1 each in Dorma Central Municipal, Tano South and Jaman South districts. He noted that as tertiary institutions are about to resume academic work, the Ghana Health Service has set up surveillance systems in the 3 tertiary institutions in the region. These include educating some staff of the institutions on the signs and symptoms of Ebola and measures to be taken when they notice a suspected case. The schools are the Catholic University College of Ghana, Sunyani Polytechnic, and the University of Energy and Natural Resources. He said an Ebola response team has been constituted and are awaiting training by a WHO team, adding that 7 centers for Ebola have also been set up at some hospitals across the region. They are situated in Sampa, Dorma, Techiman, Gosu, Yeji, Nkoko, and the regional hospital. He called for increased education on the Ebola disease, as the WHO reports it could take 9 months for the disease to be contained. The Deputy Regional Coordinator in charge of training at NADMU, Joanna Mensah, reported to the committee that her outfit, in collaboration with the Ghana Immigration Service, has been to the border towns to put in place plans on how best unapproved routes can be monitored and also liaise with zonal coordinators in the border towns for identification of foreigners from neighboring countries. The Regional Epidemic Management Committee is made up of representatives from the Ghana Health Service, the Ghana Education Service, security agencies, NADMU, and the media.
And that was a report on the Regional Epidemic Management Committee meeting held in Sunyani and Rong-Ahafo. The AMA bylaw on sanitation, hygiene and sale of food along streets and joints appeared just to be on paper. Over the years, the law seems not to be enforced until health authorities and NGOs called for action in the wake of the cholera outbreak in the capital and parts of the country. Radio Ghana hits some suburbs of Accra to find out from food vendors their knowledge of the bylaw. Joyce Deji reports.
The preparation, packaging and sale of food along streets is controlled by bylaws, licensing and regular inspections by city authorities and agencies. This is to ensure food safety to consumers. In the case of Accra, the AMA has a bylaw in its books regarding sanitation for decades. But the authorities seems to be waking up from their slumber after calls by health authorities and civil society organizations to enforce the bylaw on sanitation. In suburbs like Mamobi, Newtown and Nima, food vendors who spoke to Radio Ghana were not aware of the directive of the Metropolitan Health Directorate on enforcing the sanitation law and even the existence of such a bylaw.
But me feel like a year prior before because I'm so kind of yare na do so cool.
That's how they do.
Now what is cholera? How they were here born?
That's right.
Say now when you feel
it. Tell me, this is cholera na teaching a man for. And so me who a TV so say a man for the doors, but to me who say oya ubi bi anita. Sa yare na embe.
Now when you say if you need to go to who once nebi a kosi bibi so ebet me abba wedi ani.
Sometimes they bit me better.
No.
And what do you think is behind this?
But that one is good. Because some diseases that are coming nowadays, you can't see. So they are going around to do this. It's better to for them to do this.
At Odona, some food vendors who spoke with Radio Ghana were equally ignorant of the bylaw. Some customers who patronize street food claim they look at the environment that the food is sold. What is of consideration to them is the price. Others, however, said they have no alternative since they leave their homes as early as 4 a.m. AMA should rather step up its education on the sanitation bylaw and not hastily enforcing the law as a result of public outcry.